Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh.
See me
somebody out there saying I need God in my house. Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace. We're so happy and elated that you have stopped by the show today. And I'll give you the number in case you would like to invite some others to the show. We have a wonderful topic today. And the number to call in is area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. Invite someone else to the broadcast today. I think this topic will help a lot of people. And if you're not sure, I will be giving out scriptures. That way you can follow the scriptures at your earliest convenience. And as we get ready to start, let's have a few words of prayer. Well, gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you for each and every person that have tuned in today to hear the Father on this particular topic that will help everyone in the radio land, computer land, to hear the Father. Let them pass the word on to someone else that may be able to help them if they're not sure what is God's will for their life. And God, as we go forth, I'm just a mail lady dropping off the mail for free. So I ask you to move me out of the way and let the Holy Spirit come in and use the word of God like never before. Amen and amen. Thank everyone. My switchboard is lighting up. Thank you so much, each one of you that have come on. And for those that's new on the line, all you have to do is hit 1 on your keypad if you would like to come in and say anything regarding the topic. That's why we're on here, because I could not do this by myself. I need everyone to participate if possible. So today our topic is, what is God's will for my life? You know, there are Christians who have not asked this question at least once. Sometimes God's will seems so big, so hard to know. But perhaps the problem is that we're expecting God to reveal something special to us while ignoring the revelation he's already given, his word. And I mean the written word. The Bible has dozens of clear commands for us to follow. Worship God only. Love your neighbors and your enemies. Use your spiritual gift. Do not lie. Do not covet. Do not steal. Obey God's law. Remain faithful. Stay married to one mate. Teach your children spiritual truth. Don't gossip. Be generous. Don't swear. Read God's word regularly. Don't let money control you. Let the Holy Spirit control your life. And the list go on and on. You know, isn't that good? God's will for our lives. When we are ushered into eternity, will it really matter what house, what car, or even what job we have? No. The real issue will be whether we have been faithful, loved our neighbors, come to know God in a special way. God is vital, interested in the details of our lives. But his real will is that we spend more time thinking about what is really important. So today, I'm going to ask you this question. Do you know what God's will is for your life? Not just mine, but your life. Have you asked God what is his will for your life? And anybody want to come in and comment, just let me know. Hit your 1 on your telephone, whether it's a landline or a cell phone. My switchboard will bring you in. You know, you can chart the path ahead of me and tell me where to stop and rest. But every moment you know where I am, that's God, you all. God care about what we do. He'll care about the details of our lives because they are a barometer of the condition of our heart. So in Psalm 138:8, the Lord will work out his plan for each one of our lives. I went to Esther, and she was saying over in chapter 4:13-17, who can say but that you have been elevated to the place for just such a time as this. My. You know, God has wonderful things he would like to accomplish through us. And we have to will ourselves over to him. When he tells us what to do, follow his instruction. Obey. He may be telling you to go down. I'm just using these as examples because I'm an example person. I like to illustrate. He may tell you to go down there to Apple Street. When you get to Apple Street, you don't know why you're going, but follow the Holy Ghost. And when you get to Apple Street, you're going to say, well, Lord, why you sent me here? It may be a building you've been looking for. You may have been looking for a job. It may be a house you was in need of or something else that you forgot you had even prayed about and asked the Lord for. Might be right down Apple Street. But see, you was obedient. You followed the instruction of God. And that lets you know what God's will for my life. See, your will was to go to Apple Street today. I'm saying that as an example. But who knows, by the time you get off this line, God may direct some of you all to a particular store that you're looking for something, a particular company. But follow the Holy Ghost. Follow the lead of God, and you won't go wrong. You know, God has wonderful things for each and every one of us to accomplish on earth. You don't want to close your eyes and when judgment day come in the Lamb Book of Life, he got it written, where I told Sadie, I told you to do thus and so. Billy, I told you to do thus and so. You reneged. You had to ask 10 people. You didn't do what I told you to do. And you asking me now what was the will for my life? I was letting you know what the will I had for your life. I even give you scriptures, but you failed to read them or apply them to your life. You know, I went over to Jeremiah 29:11. And Jeremiah, the word of God said, for I know the plans I have for you, say the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Now, you know, I know you've read that verse in that chapter many times. Here he letting us know, I know the plans I have for you, said the Lord. Not said it, not Bobo Sam Sergeant Hay, but the Lord. You know, God's plans for us are always for good. Unknowing plans can be frightening, but when the plans belong to God, we can rest assured that we can expect something marvelous. Some of you on this line right now, your plans for God, you think about your plan. But, you know, I learned a long time ago, walking this Christian journey, we have plans, and like mine was a blueprint. This is the blueprint I want for my life. But God showed me further down the road, that's what you had. But did you consult me on the will for your life, where you wouldn't have to go? You may go through some things, but you wouldn't have to go be hurt here, here, and here. And, you know, I had wrote down everything that I wanted to do. And I said, God, I want to do this, 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 and this. And he said, well, I got a plan for your life. And let me show you what the plan is that I have. It's going to deviate from the plan you have. And so the plan he started showing me after I started having pitfall after pitfall, falling down this ditch, that ditch, going here and going there, I had to just stop running. He just had to put me on stand still. Just had to just say, wait a minute, let me cut everything off. This is what I want you to do. And I'm just using myself as a good example on what is God's will for your life. See, when I was, as I was coming up, I said, I want to be an airline student. I want to work for the FBI. I want to be a fashion designer. I want to be a model. And I went to name it of six things. I want to teach music to special needs children. That was about six major things I had done. But let me tell you how God, that was the plan I had for my life. And a lot of you all that's listening right now, y'all had a plan that y'all wanted for your life. But did y'all consult God to see what plan he had for your life that would take you in eternity and that you would be working for him? So then he turned it around. Okay, you want to work for the FBI? What I'm going to do, I'm going to send you into the prison. I thought about that. He started training me. Didn't know, started having me teaching classes to the men, going every Wednesday. I think that's why I keep my broadcast on a Wednesday, because I'm so used to teaching on a Wednesday. And so then next thing I know, I sew. So he said, okay. I said, I don't like to look like nobody else when I'm fixing my clothes. So that means he gave me the opportunity to sew for others, open up my own business. So then I said, well, I would like to be an interior decorator. Well, that didn't pan out like I wanted, but what people started contacting me with, would you come? I'll pay you. Would you redo my house and decorate my house for me? And I started thinking about that. I said, And then I said, well, I would like to be a model. I said, So what he did, he waited till I was a senior citizen and put me on display to do fashion shows and to be modeling, and won 3 times in a year on a fashion show. But I was a senior when I started doing that. So then my last thing was, I would like to be an airline steward. Now, these was my things that I had. Y'all, I know as I'm speaking to y'all and telling you the blueprint that I had for my life, but here I hadn't really consulted God on the blueprint he had for my life. Here he just broke up the mold on mine. And so my last one I had on my paper was, I would like to be an airline steward and fly all over the world. Let me show you how that worked out. I got to fly all over the world, but military-wise, I didn't get to be the airline stewardess I want, but here I was still traveling by plane, going to different countries, different cities. And I started thinking about that. I said, well, everything that I wanted to do, God turned that thing around and showed me you still can do, in a sense, what you want, but I have a plan for your life and all these things you want to do. Little did I know that I would have a child that was healthy and normal, that one day got sick, rushed to the hospital, come to find out I was going to end up with a special need. But here, one of my goals was to teach music to special need children. I didn't want to be like a school teacher, but I'm showing you, that came back to me for this broadcast. What is God's will for your life? Here he took me into ministry mode. I've always helped people. I'm just juggling your memory this morning to show you. Some of you all on here are prayer warriors. Some of you all used to get paid on a job just to pray for people. Some of you all on this line, y'all doing outreach. Y'all doing what God have called for you to do. See, he had to move what you thought you wanted to do and turn it a different way. Some of you are counseling. Well, you never thought, me counseling people, me praying for people. You know, when you think about that, what God is doing for your life. Here you different ones that's on this line right now looking at your numbers because they don't have any names. I'm just going in the Holy Ghost right now. And some of you all, y'all didn't know. You said, well, I don't want to be a preacher. I don't want to be a pastor. I don't want you to have nothing to do with these people because these folks ain't right in these churches. And I was one of them. I said, if anybody told me that I'd have went from missionary all the way up to an apostle, I would never have dreamed that. I'm trying to show you how God would flip the script on your life. So that's what we're talking about today. What is God's will for my life? Well, let me go on. You know, what are some things I should do to discover God's will for my life? Well, you know, I'm glad you asked me today. Over in Proverbs 2:3-8, cry out for insight and understanding. Search for them as you would for lost money or hidden treasure. You know, like you done lost something, you look at, you say, I know I had it right here. I know it was on that table yesterday. I know I put it in that refrigerator. I know it was in that freezer. I know it was in that sewing room. You know, little things that you done misplaced and you knew it was there, but you looking diligently for it. Then you will understand what it means to fear the Lord. Active look for God's will for your life. Go to God and say, God, what is the will for my life? I've been working on this, but is this really the work? Is I'm doing this out of compassion? Am I doing this out of I see somebody else do it? But what was it is that you have for me to do? Anybody would have told me I would have been in the prison system now? See how that thing turned around from working with the FBI, going into prison and learning the same thing that they did in the FBI, but just a different way. And so that's what I'm saying today. Anybody that would like to come on and say anything on this topic, hit one on your keypad, because you all have a lot more to say today than I do. A lot of you all had goals and plans that you wanted. Some of you all wanted to go back to college. Some of you wanted to get degrees. But God switched that thing in midstream. It wasn't that you wasn't smart enough or you didn't have the money, but the plans that you had wasn't the plans lining up with his plans. So, you know, we have retired people on here right now. And different one, just feel free to hit one on your keypad. I love to hear some of y'all things y'all will for God, that God had to switch y'all from what y'all were doing. You know, I looked over in Isaiah 2 and 3, and it said, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of God of Israel. And it was also, and when I broke that down, there he would teach us his ways so that we may obey them. That means when God teaches his way, we're going to obey what God teaches us. And many times I say, God, I need to know this. I want to know this. You be my teacher, God. I won't go wrong because I'm being taught right. You know, you can go through so many people and you thinking you're being taught right. And God starts showing you things. I don't want you to go here. I don't want you to go there. I don't want you to do this. And I don't, okay, God, well, why you don't want me to do this? Because this is not what I would need you to do or have you to do. This is the way you should do it. Or this is what you should say. You've been saying negative things in your life instead of saying positive things. And you've been around so many negative people that you're not listening to what I'm saying. Okay, God, I got it. Over in Hosea 6 and 3, it's saying, all that we might know the Lord, let us press on to know him. Then he will respond to us. You know, here you got to give yourself completely to know his will. Seek God's will passionately, not casually. You know, we got to seek God's will for our life, you all. You know, we go through every day. God wake us up, thank God, with breath in our body. And if he wake you up at a specific time in the morning, it's for a reason. Don't run to the refrigerator. Don't run to the TV. You know, we say, God, you woke me up. Who am I supposed to pray for? What scripture? Give me the scripture. Or let me turn to where you want me to read today. It's something that you bringing my attention to. Somebody's going to call me today, going to need whatever it is that you directing to me today. Even on the prayer line, I noticed one of the members on the prayer line was saying, we're talking about the will for God for our life. She spoke on Sunday. I'm giving examples so it'll juggle your mind. And she went in not knowing the people topic for their Sunday school lesson. God had gave her that in her prayer time to preach on. The people, they couldn't even proceed with the service like as planned. The Holy Ghost came in and took over. And after the service, the people say, do you know what you preached on? That was our Sunday school lesson. And the minister of the hour said, no, God told me to preach this here. She said, I had no idea this was your, and this was a person didn't go to their church. So she didn't know this was their Sunday school lesson, but this was the Holy Ghost. That means God had people to be delivered through that message. That's what I'm saying. We got to know the will for our life through God. We just can't go by osmosis because my will from the Lord may be different than you. The pathway he have chose for me. I know a lot of people on this line right now, they can't go to the prison where God sent me to the prison. I didn't know why. I didn't know why he started me to teaching men on Wednesday at a men facility, then he elevated me to the women, then brought me back to the men. I say, me? Has anybody told me when I was small, coming up, looking at the cowboy pictures on TV, and I would be scared to look at when they put the people behind them in them jail cell with them great big old keys? Little did I know, later in life, I would be unlocking the jail. I would be handling them big keys. I'm trying to show you what you think is the will for your life. Consult God. Make no mistake. Our blessings are being held up by us because we're going down the wrong path. We're doing the wrong this, and I don't want to do it. But if that's what God have you do, you might as well, as they say, turn it over to Jesus, and he will work it out. I'm a living witness. He will work that thing out. You have to give yourself completely to God. Not some of it, but completely. Some of you on here, you know, God called you to be over people. Do what God, as a leader, be the leader God called you to do. Don't worry what the people say. You got to go before God and give an account of your stewardship. That person got to go to God. So I wanted, to me, this is the dressing room. I want to get it right here now. So when God send me out, I'm prepared. I don't want to go out and make myself shame, my family shame, my church shame. I want to be in the will of God. And that's what he wants us to do. What is God's will for my life? And I will stop talking a little while. And somebody with this board, I don't know if I could get anybody else on this board. Somebody start talking back to me on what God is saying to you or how God changed your life from the road you was going down that you thought was what, and he switched it in midstream. I know if somebody on this line can come on and share with the others that's on the line that will help them understand the will of God. You know, until I see somebody out. You know, James 1 and 5 say, oh, I got somebody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hold on. I'm finna bring you on my switchboard. Hallelujah. Okay, you're not on. Caller, go right ahead and just speak loud. Everyone can hear you.
Good morning. Praise the Lord, everyone. Thank you for having me on the broadcast. I was looking and thinking about what is God's will for my life. God's will for most of our lives is something that we don't desire. I'm using myself as a reference.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like, shameful to say, I didn't like people. I didn't like being involved with other people. I did the necessary things to be around people. But for me to be a servant to people was all the way off. I just couldn't understand that. But I knew that God had a purpose for my life because I always compassion for people.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked at Proverbs 16:1 in the New Living Translation. We can make our own plans, but the Lord gives the right answer. And then I skipped on down to verse 9. We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. And this is why, yes, our steps are ordered by the Lord. Year by year, I began to follow the footsteps as to what the Lord would have me to do. I could not rest. I didn't understand. I was never part of any groups. I always stood alone. I had my own mind, my own thoughts about everything. But when the Lord began to direct my steps as to what he would have me to do in life, it was totally different than what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. That's why when we become knowing the word, praying the word, and understanding the word, and allowing the Holy Spirit to give us wisdom of the word, we can't miss the target. For our perfect purpose will always stand out among men and among yourself. Every day of our life, I thank God that he alone pointed out my will for my life for him. It's nothing greater than a servant. So I just want to thank you for this time. And I just want to call the remembrance of everyone that would like to hear it. Study to show yourself approval to the Lord. We all are born in this world. Most of us really didn't know what God had for us. But as time went on and as situations came up and as we walk with God, we understand perfectly the assignment that our God has given for us. And thank you for listening to this morning.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for coming on. And feel free. I'm not going to close you off. You'll still be on my switchboard. Do I have anybody else that would like to speak today and say the things that they know God have called them to do, the will for their life, where one thing they thought, but God had something else? Feel free to come on. The switchboard is now open. Feel free. Just hit one on your keypad. I would love to hear from you. You know, over in Proverbs 2 and 6, but the Lord grant wisdom. Oh, I have someone. Thank you, Lord. Hold on. I'm going to bring someone else on. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay, maybe going on. Okay, caller, you on the air. Go right ahead.
Praise the Lord this morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. You can go a little loud if you want to.
This is my first time being on the blog, and I thank you for the opportunity. Pop is Ciela Blevins. I'm her daughter, and she told me about the blog, and I thank the Lord for having an opportunity. I didn't want to be a pastor's wife. When the Lord called my husband, I never thought I was going to be a pastor's wife. You know, I used to get prophesied that I was going to be a pastor's wife, and I was like, ooh, I don't want to be no pastor's wife. But I think and I praise God that despite it all, I loved it as time went on. Because I love serving the Lord, and I like being a servant. It wasn't always easy, but I thank God that he helped us. He showed us how to do it. He ordered our steps. And so I had no choice but to do his will. And I thank him for it. Now I'm an ordained minister, and I like serving God. I like serving his people. I like being a servant for his people. And I wouldn't have it any other way.
Praise God.
Thank you for that.
Oh, and I'm so glad. Welcome to the line. Come back on. We on every Wednesday from 10 to 10:45 or longer. I usually let the Holy Ghost use it, whatever it is. I can go over as long as I want it. And please come back. Now, you see how you say it? I'm glad you spoke up. You say that I never wanted to be a pastor's wife. And what did God give you? He gave you a pastor. And you love being servant of God.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. Yes,
and now
ma'am.
He have called you in the ministry.
Yes, ma'am.
You didn't even think that you would be doing what you're doing. Am I right?
You're right. I was really shy. And I was like, I just want to be for the people. And I was like, ooh, Lord, not me. But guess what? He turned that shyness around. He gave me holy boldness. You know,
right.
I may not. It's hard at first when you start off, but it seems like it's a long ways to get up to that pulpit or whatever. But once you there, it's like, Lord, let the Holy Ghost rule and govern. So once I get there, the Holy Ghost comes through, and I thank him for it.
Amen. Oh, excuse me. We thank you for that testimony. You see, what you thought was the will for your life, God showed you something different. He turned that thing all the way around.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. And if there's anybody else would like to say something on this broadcast, come on, feel free. I can stick a pin in what I'm saying because I go to talking about the Lord all day. On the line or just in the house walking and talking with the Lord. So if there's somebody else want to say something, hit one on your keypad and I'll gladly bring you in. And do come back, caller, because we want to hear from you again. Because God is, he's in the miracle working business. He will change you overnight. You might have went to bed one way. When you woke up the next morning with God's will, you said, wait a minute, it's been a change. Why I'm doing this here? Or why I'm doing that? He's working on you little by little. And before you know it, you were right over to where God wants you to be. Ah, praise God. Here I have another caller. Hold on. Been to bring you on, caller. Oops, wait a minute. I'm on up. I hit the wrong one. Okay, hold on, caller. Okay, caller, go right ahead. You're now on the air. Caller, go ahead. No, ma'am, you're going to talk a little louder because we can't hear you.
Good morning. As an educator, I thought during my years of training and through the college preferences, I did acquire several degrees. And among the ones that I acquired, I never thought that I would have been a preacher. Out of all the things that I had engaged in, traveling, God narrowed me down to the fact that he wanted me to be a preacher of his word. And I said, God, are you really sure? Out of all the things that I've learned through the educational aspect of life, the final decade got me when I went to California and had a serious accident, and God woke me up and at that point and said, you will preach my gospel. And I never thought that I was made up to be a preacher or a pastor or in the limelight of walking the word. But he finally prepared me, and today I am an ordained pastor, shall I say, teaching the word, walking in the word, living the word, and performing in God's pasture.
Amen. Praise God. Now, see, that's what he's saying. See, you went to school and got all these degrees on what you wanted to do. But God turned that thing around. It's a plan he had for what he wanted you to do.
Indeed.
See how that thing worked out? You got all the degrees, true enough. Like I tell them, they grin at me. I say, all them sheepskins on the wall, in the picture frame, some packed down, some in storage. But when it boiled down to all that you went to school for, spent all that money on, and when you turned around, that was what you wanted to do. I went to college. I wanted to be a sociologist, psychologist, and all that. Right now, I may in ministry, I may use one or two of them things, but as a whole, no, all that stuff I call myself going for, I ain't got to use none of that because God switched that thing. I have something better in store for you where I'm taking you. I'm glad you went got all that, but it's something else I need you to do that's for oversee what that you went studied for. And that's what he did with you, Carla. You got all them degrees in education and all that. But here in theology, he said, well, you're going to be a preacher, a pastor. And you just in your wildest dream, you working with children, true enough. You working with adults. But you never dreamed that he would have you as a pastor. Do we have anybody else that would like to say something? Because this is a show that you can talk on. You don't have to be afraid. Don't be scared, like I tell the children. Don't be scared. Just come on up and speak from your heart. Because I know there's some more people on here. God done did some things, too. They've been unsure of what God want them to do. And they beginning to fall in place on the assignment he had given them. Everybody's not going to be a preacher. Everybody's not going to be a pastor, an apostle, or evangelist. But it's something, administration, something that God have given each one of us to do. Amen. Well, let me go on till I see the next caller want to talk. And all the callers, I have y'all still on my switchboard. I didn't cut y'all off, so if any one of you all want to say something, I'll stop and let y'all say whatever the Holy Ghost say, because this show is run by the Holy Ghost, not me. Like I told y'all, I'm just a mail lady dropping off the mail for free. Well, let's go on to 1 John 5:14. The Word of God say, and we can be confident that he will listen to us whenever we ask him for anything in line with his will, not our will, but his will. Pray, asking God to reveal his will to you. If you're not sure, just ask God, God, what it is that you would have me to do? Because I want to be doing what you say do. You know, I heard what Bobo Sam Sasha said. He said, girl, you sound like a preacher, but you might not be a preacher. You might be a nurse. Girl, it just different ways, different thing. Just because you have a voice for it don't mean that's what God had for you to do. So we got to really go to God to know. And I remember for myself, I give testimony again. I put myself on Front Street. I used to say, God, did you give me this here for speaking? I was shy. I didn't like to talk too much, and I just look and observe. I love to travel, love to go. I said, but God, did you want me to do outreach? Am I to do this? And I thought about it when I was little coming up. I would go in the neighborhood and help Miss So-and-so, Mr. So-and-so, help them cross the street, help them at their house, in their yard, just different things, take stuff with my aunt to them. And, you know, I kept thinking when I started going back, and I say, and then when I would go to the store, whatever amount I had, I would find myself buying more. And I said, well, I wonder why I got this much. And so one day, I just like I'm telling y'all, what is God's will for my life younger? And I say, God, am I supposed to do this and this? And then within 24 hours, y'all, people start calling, Miss Sadie, do you know where we can go and get our light bill paid? Or do you know who giving out grocery? Or do you know my children need some clothes, some uniform? Do you know where I can get that at? Oh, my son is coming, getting me out of prison. Do you know where I can get a shelter or a halfway house? Just different things. And I just look up in the ceiling if I'm in the house. I say, God, I got it. I know you told. This is what you want me to do, but I wanted to make sure I'm doing what you said. I just didn't want to just be doing things because I thought it in my spirit. That's why I say, God. So every time I would go to God and ask him whatever I was doing, I wanted to make sure that was the will for my life. And, y'all, I've been operating and all that. And he showed me, he gave me all the gifts of the Spirit that I worked with. You know, and at first when I had them, and I know when I got elevated to overseer, and before I got elevated in the process, one of the prophets told me, I need you to write up me a spiritual resume. Nobody ever asked me that before. And I said, what is a spiritual resume? I wasn't sure. He said, I want you to write down all the things and send them to me that you do, that God have given you. And I kept thinking. So I went to God. I said, okay, God, I want to do the things that you give me, not the things I think I just been doing because I wanted to do them. So by the time I got through writing down on the paper, looked at it, typed it out, sent it to him, I had 12 ministries God had on the inside of me that I had been working with all the while. I didn't know why I was doing them. I just thought, and a lot of the stuff I was doing, nobody else was doing. So I know I didn't pattern by somebody else. So God let me know these are the things that I put on the inside of you. That's why he asked you for a spiritual resume. I said, oh, my God. So every one of them he gave me, I use them, y'all, every one of them. Using them daily in one way or the other. They're being used. Before the week is out, I done worked in all 12 of them. So I said, God, I thank you. So I don't have time to be jealous what nobody else got. My hands is full on what he give me. So I give God the praise today. Is it anybody else would like to say something before I go on? You know, over in Acts 21 and 14, the word of God say, when it was clear that we couldn't persuade him, we gave up and said, the will of the Lord be done. You know, sometimes the best way to know God's will is to let go and let God have his wonderful way in your life. We may learn more about his will for us as we allow him to work out his will in our lives. And you know, we don't have to know all of God's will to know what to do. He will direct us. Over in Revelation 10 and 4, but a voice from heaven called to me, keep secret what the seven thunders say. Do not write it down. You know, God has not revealed everything to us, but he has revealed all we need to know to live for him now. He has revealed everything to us, you all. And over in Psalms 32 and 8, he say, the Lord say, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. We can trust God to help us follow the path that would be most pleasing to him, even if we're not sure what all that we entail in the future. All we have to do is follow God's plan, you all. And would anyone else like to say something before I come to my closing? I would love to hear from you all, those that have spoke already. You may have something else you would like to add. Feel free at this time, because I still have your hand up on my switchboard. So feel free to say something if you would like to. Go right ahead.
Yes, I would like to say something about God's will for our lives.
Yes, ma'am.
In my walk in all these many years, I had to come to grips with things. People will come against you because of their traditionalized belief. But when the Lord has spoken, we must obey and take the ridicule and keep on going. And by, we will understand for our lives. To give you a perfect example, I know that some faith teaches that a woman cannot teach a man or be over men in any way. And for many, many years, I didn't wrestle with it. I just went on and did what God told me to do. And some of the men that crossed my path, they are great apostles, great bishops, and they don't mind telling where someone took the time and obeyed God and taught them in the right way the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say, hold on to what God has given you to do. It may seem unorthodox to other people. It may not be allowed from where they came from. But we must remember, the walk with God is so important. And unless a man or woman can preach and teach the gospel correctly, they have to come from somewhere or mm-hmm. under someone's regime that has taught them untraditionalized.
Mm-hmm.
And even the Lord himself would not work or could not work under traditionalized people. And we must remember that the word works. And we must stand strong and understand that what God has given us to do, let no man put it asunder.
Mm-hmm.
Our covenant with God should never be broken. And we must be wise and be patient and have an understanding of what God has given you to do.
Mm-hmm.
What is God's will for your life?
Mm-hmm.
And whatever it is, it may not be comfortable, but my prayer is that you will stand strong and obey God and not man and do the will of the Lord. Thank you for allowing me to speak.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for coming on. Do I have anyone else would like to say something before I close the program off for today? Hallelujah. Ooh, y'all have somebody want to say something? Hold on. I'm going to bring this person on. Go right ahead, caller. You're now on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm glad to be able to be on this program this morning. I enjoyed all of the I enjoyed that in Jesus' name. And Heavenly Father, I just thank you that the Lord blessed me to be able to be a prophetess in Jesus' name. And I have been doing prophetess work all my life. And also, I've been doing outreach ministry. But that's what God wanted me to do, and that's what I have been doing. Outreach ministry and teaching the word of God in Jesus' name. Lord, I just say thank you for each and every one coming on, and thank you for the one that just come on that I gave it a number to on last night, my daughter on last night, so she was able to come on this morning. And thank you for this pop in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Everyone, and here we meet again. Amen.
Amen. Caller from area code 914, did you want to say something? I don't want to put you on the spot. But we give God the praise this morning and the glory. What is God's will for my life? I hope with all the speakers that spoke this morning, plus myself, that everyone and those that didn't say anything, that y'all got something out of this topic. You know, the tag words we used was issues, faithful, Holy Spirit, reveal, relation. And, you know, I just thank God for this topic because it's so many people wandering around right now. They don't know what the will for their life. And they are so confused and, you know, and then they get upset when you say, well, God is showing me he called you such and such. Oh, no. If God was revealing that to somebody and they go off on a tangent, but go to God for yourself and he will tell you the will for your individual life. You would know when you go to God. Pray, seek him like never before, and he will tell you. In my last scripture for the day, on James 4:17, the word of God said, remember, it is sin to know what you ought to do, then not do it. You know, when you are faced with the unknown, keep doing what you know to do, loving others, worshiping God, cultivating the fruit of the Spirit in your life. Trust God to show you the next step when you need it. So today our broadcast was, what is God's will for my life? And I am so glad each one of you came on. Each one of y'all spoke. Y'all said something that would resonate in someone else's spirit that was on this line. And for those that may have to leave the line for whatever reason, some that's still on the line, we give God praise for this broadcast today. Do come back, each one of you all, next Wednesday at 10 o'clock, 10 to 10:15 or 10 to 11, 1. And our topic next week is even a good topic also. It's talking about what does it mean to be a strong Christian, and talking about your weakness, good and when it is bad. So stay tuned. Come on next week. I would love all you all to come on next week. I already have the broadcast already done in advance. I'm trying to put them on a whole month in advance. So that way when someone asks me, I can tell them, or they can go to Facebook or go to Blog Talk, Joy and Peace Outreach, or Joy and Peace CDC, and you'll find what our next topic going to be. But I'll try to tell you before we go off the air. So next week, what does it mean to be a strong Christian? And what is your weakness? Good and when it is bad. So if it's the Lord's will, next Wednesday at 10 o'clock, tell a friend, tell a loved one to come on. They will be blessed. It will help them and me further in the ministry to carry God's word. And if I normally pray, but if anybody on the line today would like to close us off, feel free, because we are free on this line.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning as humble as we know how. Thanking you for this program, Heavenly Father. Thank you for this broadcast in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to say thank you for each and every one that come forth, Heavenly Father, one that spoke and one that teacher, Heavenly Father, instructor, in Jesus' name. Continue to bless us, Lord. Continue to keep us. When you keep us, we'll be well kept in the name of Jesus. Let each and every one go forth, Heavenly Father, today, traveling. Give them traveling grace back to their home, back to their resident, back to wherever they were from. In Jesus' name, Lord, we love you. We adore you. We magnify you and we glorify you. Until we meet again, I love each and every one and be blessed. Amen and amen.
Amen. Y'all have a wonderful and a blessed week, the rest of your week. Bye-bye. Hope
amen.
To hear from you all next
bye-bye.
Week. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.